Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hope everybody had a nice little weekend. Let's get into it. Poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. Friday we asked you, if not KC, who wins the Super Bowl? 35% of you said the Niners. 31% said other. 29% Lions, and only 5% Ravens.
Well, tonight we get a look at our San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
That'd be a good one. I mean, I'm pumped up. It was a great weekend in the NFL. Even the bad games were interesting for the most part, with the exception of like three.
I did not think that.
No?
And we will talk about that later.
Okay. You didn't like the week?
Well, there was certainly, like, it was, the NFL is always compelling.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean it's the best football.
It was terrible football. But
yeah, and that got to me. Like, I just thought the quarterback play in particular.
It was bad.
Check down Sandy, yep. Everything underneath. Like, it was uninteresting to me for the first time in a long time, and we'll have to talk about that later.
Yeah.
But because I'm actually more getting tight sports pants for college now.
Okay.
Because of the way that they've changed the format, and it's kind of made it a little more interesting, brought some more teams
you
in.
You are right, especially early on with the lack of preseason and everything. Dude. The offensive play was was up. I mean, scoring was high, but there was
there are
bad
no
offense.
Explosive plays. It's just,
well, this is the new shell too high look and make you, you know, 6 yards at a time down the field.
So, poll question today pertains to the Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Boise State 37-34 in a wild game on Saturday night.
Great game.
And the poll question is, it's up there for you. It's pinned to the top of our X count at 1080 The Fan. Vote hard. Was it a good win? Hell yes or no.
Yeah. No.
And right now, 76% say no.
No. I mean, look, you're 2 weeks into this, and again, I don't make any sort of sweeping statements unless it's Deshaun Watson of the Carolina Panthers early on. Like even Michigan getting drubbed by Texas. I mean, certainly looks like Michigan is not a top team, but it's a long way to go. I mean, we've seen teams evolve, and especially in this playoff, you don't have to be perfect anymore. But you cannot say in any shape or form that if you took out the preseason rankings and we just looked at it, but even when we said, hey, from a talent standpoint, right, we know Oregon's really talented. Arguably, it's the most talented team they've ever had. There is nothing, and I mean nothing, that you've seen so far that leads you to believe that Oregon is a top 10 team. Honestly, it looks more like a top 25 team. somewhere 17 to 25. A lot of potential there. Again, a lot of raw talent. And that's all that won this game against Boise State. Look, a lot of times in college, special teams is just that who has better players. And Oregon just has better athletes. And when you kick the ball off like that and you're in coverage teams and it's Boise State's backups against Oregon's backups and then the returners, Oregon just has more juice. I mean, that you watch either one of those returns, they're not necessarily great returns. These guys just have wheels, and they're just better athletes. And without those two plays of, quote, better athletes, when you get into the backups, Oregon loses that game. And maybe Oregon loses that game going away. So you struggle against Idaho, and it doesn't look pretty in any shape or form. And then you go against Boise, and, you know, you shoot yourself in the foot. You let Boise, you know, for a while be the better team, and then you let Boise regain momentum when it feels like you finally have taken control of the game, and you find yourself scrambling, having to make special teams play. So there's nothing about this team right now that says that it's a college playoff team, that it's an elite team. Doesn't mean it can't get there, because we know there's raw talent, but right now this is not, I'm not going to say it's not a good team. It's not an elite team. It's not even a very good team. It's a solid top 25 team.
Well, special teams certainly bailed them out.
Yes.
But as, you know, I mean, the one positive way you could look at what you just said is, you know, top recruits help you win when you don't have your best.
Yes.
And that's really what it is. Like, yeah, if you have a couple of extra difference makers, they can bail you out.
Yep.
And that's kind of what's happened. They don't look great. Here are some numbers. And then you can tell me how concerning any of these or all of these are. But the Ducks have in two games, and again, 2-0, survive in advance.
Exactly.
This
better than being 1-1 or 0-2.
Well, but this new format, you know, style points aren't quite as important.
Yeah.
Just win the damn games.
Yep.
And get back to work. And so they have given up more sacks through two games than all of last season, which is alarming.
Very problematic.
They've given up 7.
Yep.
And last season they only gave up 5.
Yep.
They are averaging 3 yards per carry.
Now, that is a little skewed because in college they do negative, the sacks totals go against it. So, like, look, I'm not saying the run game has looked great, but if you take away the sack stuff, Jordan James averaged 6 yards a carry. I think Whittington was 3.5. So there were a lot of bright spots in this run game. It's just that when you throw in the atrocious sack numbers, you know, then all of a sudden it takes it back significantly.
So that's 97th in the country.
Yeah, it's not good.
So it turns out Jackson Powers Johnson was kind of a big deal.
Yes.
They are number 124 in opponents' rush yards per attempt. Mm-hmm. Now, again, could be skewed because you guys were not kidding about that Ashton Genty guy.
Really good.
And Jesus, he's nasty.
He's nasty, and you know, for stretches, Oregon looked good. It's just when, you know, you pop a 70-yarder, again, that kills the average. So, you know, of those, which one am I more concerned about? I'm more concerned about the offensive play than the defensive play, but
I'm
certainly it's not great.
I'm not done.
Yeah.
They are 115th in turnover margin.
Yeah.
And they are 109th in penalties.
That's so. If you had to say the two things that concern me the most, the interior offensive line, and you know what? Last week I gave the tackles a break. I don't think you can give the tackles a break because they're not playing great either. They're just not. We can talk about it because the new offensive line, when they were shifting some guys, it created a lot of stability.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And I don't mean to, again, I don't like to pick on college kids, but, and I know he's local, but 70 Pickard, he can't be in. It just, he kills the offense. You just, he's just not at right now. He is not a Big Ten offensive lineman. He has to be out. So you shift your right guard to center, left guard to right guard, and then you bring in the new one, Strother or Bedford whenever he comes back. But that needs to be the line going forward.
Isn't he back this week? Didn't they say?
We think.
The
right?
Indiana kid?
Yeah, and that's Bedford.
They thought he was going to maybe be available this last week,
yeah,
and then he wasn't. So
And Lanning even said, you know, talking about some opportunity for some other people to play. Look, the O-line's on blast at this point. And when they made the shift, and again, you moved right guard to center, left guard to right, insert new left guard, it got significantly better, and you saw them really kind of start taking control of that game, and then what did they do? They shot themselves in the foot with turnovers. And the penalties are just, they're ridiculous. And not being able to pick up simple blitzes. I mean, some of the stuff that Boise State was doing was just bringing outside rushers from the secondary. Some of that is on the O-line. I mean, there was one play where the left guard and tackle, who again, you know, your left tackle is the guy that you're supposed to be leaning on. I mean, Josh Connolly is a guy that's supposed to be a big-time player. Just never came off of him. And then there was another time where Dylan Gabriel's just staring at a guy coming from the secondary. And again, without knowing the protection because the back went left and the guy came from the right, but Gabriel's looking at him, you got to get rid of the ball. So some of this is on Gabriel as well. I don't think whoever is in charge of sliding their protections, and again, maybe this goes back to the center, maybe this is on a quarterback without being in the huddle, I can't exactly tell you what, but they're doing a very poor job of recognizing pressure looks. The offensive line is doing a very, very poor job of passing stunts and games off to one another. There's no continuity on that line. And then in the run game, especially in that interior three, there's no push. So there were signs when they went to the, quote, new offensive line in the second half there, and that has to be the line going forward. And you hope that going forward, that and the return of Bedford, who you thought was going to be one of your starting guards, you hope that that solidifies it and that gets the run game going, and then you get the play action going a little bit, and then Gabriel's able to calm down and feel a little more confident to stand in the pocket. Because what we saw finally against Idaho was some big plays. There are big plays to be had because you've got dudes on the outside.
It's unbelievable.
Yes.
It's almost sad when you think about the level of weaponry that they have.
Yeah.
And to not be able to maximize that,
yeah,
it makes you sports sad.
And once you get into a consistent flow of running the ball, and this is the just stunning part to me, is against Idaho, you could not get them to get out of that stupid two safety look. You would think with the way Oregon should be able to run the ball that you are going to get one-on-one matchups. And if you get one-on-one matchups with their receivers, they are going to cook some people.
Yeah.
So that's yeah. If you want some like positive vibes going ahead, you saw some steps going in the right direction, but you can't be having that game against Boise State.
Well, that's the frustrating part, is that I think on both sides of the ball, you go, wow, sometimes.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
This team has the potential to be really, really good. I think you see that on defense. You certainly saw it on special teams, and you see it on the outside and sometimes with their backs.
Yeah.
And with Gabriel.
Yep.
But you just don't see it on the offensive line.
Nope.
And that's what makes it so frustrating, is you do see why they were ranked in the top five, but then you have the penalties and turnovers on top of that, which we will get to when we get back.
Yeah.
Well, I want to break because they yell at me all the time.
Gotta be on time.
Jason, they pull me into meetings
gotta be on time.
And they're like, shut him up.
Well, you're on television, gentlemen, and that matters too.
I know.
Well, that's fuck my, you. That's shut up now.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, you shut up. everybody, okay. Shut up.
Sorry.
We're gonna be back.
Shut up.
And we're gonna talk about it. we're gonna talk about it more next. Here's Buck.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.